Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. There's one thing that the Lutheran Church likes to establish is very important over and over and over again. It is, well, first is the Lord's Supper. But then it's baptism. Baptism is one of the most founding principles of the Christian faith. There has been, I can't even tell you how many classes I had to take in seminary that just emphasized baptism over and over and over. I kind of got the point after the first one. But baptism is extraordinarily important to the people of God. In it, we are washed away from our sins, cleansed by the waters of Christ, given His Holy Spirit so that we might have eternal life. It is such a profound and wonderful gift, a true mystery of God's grace given to His people. And it is so wonderful because when we look at our baptized, when we look at our baptism, we can say that it is there that Christ called us His own. That we can say when the devil tempts us, when he tries to say, "Are you really saved?" we can point to our baptism and say, "I am baptized. I am saved." But with baptism, and as we celebrate our Lord's baptism, there is something that we can't escape from. What happens in our baptism? We are washed away from our sins. And Jesus is baptized in the same way. Have you ever found that kind of strange? See, John the Baptist was going out, and on the Jordan River, he was baptizing people. He was saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Come into the waters of the Jordan. Be baptized and be washed away from your sins." O people of Israel, he who has ears, let him hear. He would take the people. He would come to the river. He would baptize them, and their sins would be forgiven by God. And then he proclaimed that one coming after him would come whose sandals he was not even worthy to tie. Whereas the baptism he was giving was from water for the forgiveness of sins, one would come after him who would baptize with fire and the Holy Spirit of God. And then, immediately after this, Matthew has Christ, Jesus, now in his 30s, a man in all of the rites, coming down to the Jordan to be baptized. It's weird. When you look at it like this, it is just weird in general. Here is Jesus, the Son of God, perfect Lamb of God without blemish, coming to John to receive a sinner's baptism. What is going on here? Why is Jesus having to receive a baptism meant for sinners? Is it because Jesus has sinned in the past 18 years since we last saw him? No. The Gospel of Luke said he was obedient and submissive to his parents. And we know that he is a perfect Lamb of God without blemish. He did not sin. So why in the world is Jesus coming to John to receive a sinner's baptism? John himself is confused. When Jesus comes to the Jordan, he says, I should be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me? And Jesus' response is so interesting. Allow it to be so, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. What in the world does Jesus mean here? Commentaries and commenters have tried to figure out what it means, all righteousness. It somehow works, and John actually goes ahead and gives Jesus a sinner's baptism because of what Christ says here. It is allow it, for we are to fulfill all righteousness. What is it in these words that makes the greatest prophet of God, John, relent and give the perfect Lamb of God a sinner's baptism. We look into what the Old Testament reading had for us today. Isaiah, the prophet of old, says, I am the Lord your God. I have called you in righteousness. I will take you by the hand and keep you. I will give you as a covenant for the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prisoners those who sit in darkness. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Is this the righteousness that Christ was speaking of? The righteousness that comes when he will free the prisoners from their sin? That he will open the eyes of the blind, give hearing to the deaf, the mute will speak, and the dead will be raised to new life? Is this the righteousness? Well, yes, but also no. To fulfill all righteousness, this is only a part of it. For Christ has come to fulfill all of it. To understand this, we have to go back to the very beginning of the Bible. The whole story of the Bible is Christ's story. You see, right in the beginning, things were good and complete. Mankind had righteousness to be set apart. Righteousness means to be made holy, to be complete. Mankind was complete. They walked with God, having no shame in themselves. For who would need shame when they were complete? Walking with God and knowing Him perfectly, knowing His will to the utmost. But then the tempter came and sowed deceit and lies and corruption into the hearts of man. And so when they ate the forbidden fruit, the thing that was set apart for God, man who was set apart to be holy became unholy. Man who was complete became broken. Those who were righteous fell. And so God, looking at the shame of his people, had to figure out something new. He had to say to them that, yes, you sinned. Your punishment is death. In the work of your hands, the ground will toil. In childbearing, there will be much pain. But more so for the serpent, that there will come one who will, you will bruise his heel, but he will crush your head. And so God would go about a plan to make the world and his people complete once again. To make all righteousness happen once again, just as it was in the beginning, so too it will be in the end. But how would this happen? He would bring forth a man. He would be old, well into his elderly years. And yet God would call him and say, go to this place, this land that I have established for you, set apart for you. Made righteous for you. You will go there and I will make you a great people. I will set you apart from the entire world. I will make you righteous before the entire world so that when people look upon you and look on your children that will number as countless as the stars, as many sands are upon the seashore, they will look to you and they will know the grace and the love of God. I will make you a people set apart, holy, and righteous. I will call them my people. And so this man, Abraham, went, and from him fostered a wonderful nation, a huge nation of Israel, a people belonging to God. But it didn't work out. You see, mankind, even what God made set apart to be holy, was still incomplete. Didn't take long for this chosen people, this righteous people, sinned greatly. They didn't want to be righteous. They rebelled against it. They would go after other idols. They would even say once to the judge Samuel, "We don't want God to be the head of our people. Give us a king so we can be just like everybody else." And so God's set apart people, God's righteous people, spat in the face of God and cling to this world and its ways. But Christ comes to fulfill all righteousness. See, this is the horrible reality that Christians themselves have him in. We ourselves are a people set apart. We ourselves are righteous. We in our baptism have been set apart by God so that when people look at us, they may see our deeds. But what do they see? Do they see our deeds and praise our Father who is in heaven? Or do they look at us and do they see other things? Do they see bitterness? Do they see hypocrisy? Do they see people who should know better, who should know the grace of God, but instead hold on to old grudges, to long-lasting bitter anger, to those who should bless all people, instead they curse them? Instead of lifting someone up, they tear someone down. Instead of thinking the best of someone, they instead think the worst. This is supposed to be God set apart people? His righteous people? No, that can't be. But yet, Christ came to fulfill all righteousness. For indeed, my brothers and sisters in Christ, just as Israel before us, we are set apart. But God came to fulfill all righteousness. For when God came in Jesus Christ, he became the Son of God. Israel was supposed to be the Son of God, God's perfect child upon the earth. They failed. And so the prophets proclaimed there would come one after, a Messiah, a Christ. The Lord said that I have called you in righteousness. I will take you by the hand and keep you. I will give you as a covenant for the people, a light for the nations. And so Christ was born, and the bright light of his star shone throughout all the world. To those who are on a hill, the angels sang, and they came and worshipped him, shepherds among his own people. And the light of the world, the light of his star, shine to the ends of the earth and so-called Gentile kings to come and worship him. This is God's Son, he who will complete all righteousness. And so we came to the Jordan, the man, Christ, set apart from the world. He came to John, and the one who was perfect, the one who would make all things new, the perfect, righteous Son of God, came. And he was incarnate into human flesh. And he said, "I identify with the sinner. I make myself like everyone else. I am without sin, and yet I am to be the way, the truth, and the life, that anyone who believes in me shall not perish but have eternal life. So I will do all things." And he who is without sin received a sinner's baptism, not for himself, but for you. For when we look at Christ's baptism here, Matthew wants to point us to the next time when he would come into the place of us. For as Christ took on our role on the baptism of the Jordan River, he will take our place once again on the cross. For he who was without sin received a sinner's baptism. He who was without sin received a sinner's punishment and was put to death on the cross for our sake, so that all things might be made new, and so that what was broken all of those millennia ago in the garden would be set right upon the cross. And indeed, God made this true, and God made this blessed. For he raised his Son to new life on the third day, saying that all who believe in this risen Christ, all who believe in his baptism, all who believe in his death shall never perish, but have eternal life. That those who call on him shall be set apart. Those who are baptized in his name, as Paul says, live in God. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him by a baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life. This is our baptism, my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. It is not something that is a check mark that is done when a newborn is come into this world. It is more than just a washing away of our sins. It is us becoming whole once again, for us becoming complete. For when Christ came, he was subjected to all things, even having the sinner's baptism, even having a sinner's punishment. And indeed, it was made holy. For when Christ came from out of the water, after receiving a sinner's baptism, he received his own baptism, the baptism of fire, and the Holy Spirit that descended like a dove. And so when this happened, the heavens opened up, and God said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And just as we have received that same sinner's baptism that Christ received, the heavens, when we are pulled from that water, open up. And the Holy Spirit descends on us. And God says, "You are my beloved child. You have been made complete in the washing of the holy waters of baptism. You I will love forever. You are made complete, not of your own doing, but because my Son came for you. My Son did all the things that you will suffer, all the things that you will go through. He has come. He has made you well. He has given you complete restoration." This is our baptism. This is our Savior. So as we walk in this new year, let us hold our baptism close to our hearts. Let us hold this righteousness that we have received from God, this completeness that we have in him, close, so that we do not falter when we fall, and when we have confidence to say, "I am baptized. I am saved. I am righteous. I am complete." Amen.